On Wednesday, I moderated a WHYY forum featuring a panel of black scholars talking about Thurgood Marshall, a lawyer who fought Jim Crow head-on, eventually winning Brown versus the Board of Education, the U.S. Supreme Court case which desegregated America's schools. While I was moderating that forum, which traced the real-life drama of education and race in America, another spectacle played out less than 5 miles from where I was speaking. Just as in the time of Thurgood Marshall, impoverished black children were caught in a struggle between the haves and the have-nots, and just as in the time of Thurgood Marshall, powerful interests were jealously guarding their advantage. But this was not a clapboard schoolhouse in Backwoods, Mississippi. This was the headquarters of the Philadelphia School District, where the School Reform Commission was about to approve 5 of 39 new charter school applications. Perhaps I could accept the new schools if the district had money to fund them, but the district will likely face an $80 million deficit in the coming fiscal year and can't afford the schools it already has. This isn't the first financial crisis for Philadelphia schools, but the situation we're facing is a direct result of the last one. That's because when Philadelphia needed money for its last school financial crisis, our representatives went to Harrisburg, hat in hand, to request the state's permission to raise school funding with a new $2 per pack cigarette tax. The state said yes, but added conditions. The district had to accept new charter applications, and charter school operators whose applications were rejected could appeal to the State Charter Appeal Board in Harrisburg. That forced a school district with no money to entertain new charter school applications when it can't fund the schools it already has. A state-run charter review board could make us open even more schools, and we don't know if the state will fund them. Meanwhile, many schools have no libraries or librarians or other needed resources, and our children continue to flood the school-to-prison pipeline. This makes me wonder if Thurgood Marshall actually won that fight for equal education, especially when one considers that only 14% of the students in Philadelphia's public schools are white. Are we better off now that our schools are desegregated? In some ways, yes, we are. But I believe if Thurgood Marshall could look at us now and see what our schools have become, he would, like so many of us, be heartbroken. I'm Solomon Jones.